This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Here's a way to learn about a little slice of our economy. Go to Google and type in the phrase, I want to sell my, and see what comes up. Yeah, the top suggestion is car, but the others, hair, kidney, eggs. Audrey Quinn has this story about what we sell and when and why.
Mary Brown's a mother of four in Provo, Utah. And this fall, she said goodbye to something very close to her.
I rolled it kind of like a rope and placed it in the bag and placed that into a mailing envelope, and off it went.
Brown had a nickname growing up.
A lot of my friends called me Rapunzel. From the time I was a teenager, I've always had long hair.
In October, that long hair became that rope she placed in a bag. Brown had spent the last 4 years getting her hair ready to sell.
I did a lot of research. You don't want to use heating products on your hair. You want to use very mild shampoos. It also helps if you are eating really healthfully and taking multivitamins.
Her sister had put her in touch with a hair sales website, and Brown put together an ad for her hair.
My husband and I went, and we took 2 or 3 days to do photo shoots around my hair and picked the best ones we could with my hair down, with my hair braided, so you could see the different shades of blonde.
I checked out the ad myself. Brown's hair was crazy long, super shiny, and incredibly straight. A woman who makes hair extensions in Australia saw the ad, too. She bought Brown's hair for $1,000. Brown's ad was on hairwork.com. Marlis Fladlin runs the website.
I am the first to start a business like this in the United States.
It's now one of at least 4 sites where you can sell your hair online. Fladlin's seen hair sell from anywhere between $100 and $4,000. She charges people $25 for an ad. She hosts about 20 to 30 a month.
What kind of people want to sell their hair online?
Well, everybody that needs money sells hair. I think it's actually more when the economy is bad, because hair is something that you can grow back. And when people need money, they'll find a way.
She says she sees more people trying to sell their hair around the holidays, when wallets are especially empty. To better understand these hair sales, I went to see Nicholas Colas. He's a market analyst at the brokerage firm Convergix. He's been examining interest in sales like these, hair, milk, eggs, even kidneys. That's kind of horrifying.
It is horrifying, and obviously selling a kidney is actually illegal in the U.S., or purchasing one as well. But it is, to my mind, speaks to the kind of relative desperation that a lot of people still have about their economic condition.
Colas says the stock market may be doing well, but the economic recovery hasn't filtered to middle-class people. He doesn't think that many people are actually selling their kidneys, but he sees hair and breast milk sales as a creative response to hard times.
I find it very admirable. It requires a lot of ingenuity, and it requires a lot of focus to do what it takes to make things happen for you.
Mary Brown, the one who sold her hair for $1,000, she says her experience has made her look at hair differently.
I think that when I look at people now with long, beautiful hair, in my head, I calculate how much they could probably sell that for if they wanted to. You know, she could probably get a good $300 for that ponytail. Or, ooh, that hair is really thick. She might be able to get $1,000, $1,300 even.
Brown says she's doing all right money-wise, but she has a number of friends who aren't, and she wanted to help them out. So far, the cash has gone to one friend's school loan and to another friend's car repair. In New York, I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.